Lo, you want to go upstairs? On my the desk, there's a folder with I think it says Normandy, or it says Eisenhower Center. It's got a transcript in there, and I think it's got secret files, a secret file of the 508. I'm pretty sure that's in there. Go, please get that for me. Give you an idea how many casualties we had from 2010 in the regiment. That on the 14th of July, there was, I think it was 900 or something left. Mm. There were 300 and some killed. I think 600 or so wounded, and 400 or 500 missing, which a lot of them after the reunion. We got back to the reunion in 76, the first reunion. And there were only about 20, 24 of us, not even maybe, I can't remember. But for my company, there were only four of us, and everybody was crying. It's unbelievable. Because when I left the Army, discharged, I had 90 days to re-enlist. They had called, they picked out about 20 of us non-coms and brought us up to headquarters. Gave us a big spiel that they were going to form a new training, whatever you call it, and that we would be raised in rank and we would be the cadre to introduce the new, which was the Green Berets
right.
at the time.
Really?
See, we didn't know it at the time.
Uh-huh.
So they had 90 days. So when I got back, I met my wife, and then I said, I had enough. Didn't want no more war. And a couple of them stayed. In fact, one guy, DeVries, his name is DeVries, from Wellington. He stayed in. He retired. He went through Normandy, went through everything, went all the way through to Korea, through Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
He's a command sergeant major. Got every goddamn decoration, and he's from Wellington. I wrote to him, and he wasn't home because then he was still in the military.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. And I never got an answer. But one of the fellows met him in Needs. He didn't seem to be interested. He sort of lost something after he retired. Never came to a reunion. There was a big article about 7, 8 years ago in the Clifton paper. Big thing in there, you know, about him, the whole story. Had his picture and everything. Very, very nice. You know who was in my outfit?
Who?
My company. Bill Windham. The actor, Bill Windham.
Uh-huh.
He was one of my riflemen. He came to a couple of reunions. We're out in California, he came. He's big and heavy now. He plays in a lot of these things. He plays with, what's her name? Murder, She Wrote, a couple times.
Yeah?
It's quite a
oh,
few
yeah,
times on
it's
that.
Funny, I don't recognize his
you
name.
You know the name? Bill Windham?
I'm sure.
Oh, sure. You remember The Farmer's Daughter? Years ago, the sitcom Farmer's
uh-huh.
Daughter. He was supposed to be the senator.
Uh-huh.
That was him, Bill
oh,
Windham.
Okay.
You don't know Bill Windham.
Murder, She Wrote.
I'm sure. I've watched Murder, She Wrote all the time.
Yeah.
He's the doctor.
Oh,
every
okay.
once in a while he comes on as a doctor for everything.
I'll
he looks like
done.
A politician.
Uh-huh.
Would they be interested in pictures?
Oh, very much so.
Where is the picture? I just looked in there. I can't
picture.
Find it.
This
one with all these paratroopers jumping, coming down over at St. Mary's Lake.
I don't know.
There's time for
I
that.
So
I mean, this
stuff.
Isn't going to appear
I
until
so much stuff. It's unbelievable.
May or June, so there's
we're
plenty of time.
This was.
Are you?
This was in the paper from my mother.
Private Boca Foley wounded rejoins his outfit. Private Edward C. Boca Foley, Passaic paratrooper, awarded the Bronze Battle Star for participation in the airborne invasion of France. 3 hours before H hour on D-Day, was wounded in France. 10 days after his initial landing, the War Department has informed his parents, Mr. and Mrs. Caesar Boca Foley, 244 Van Houten Avenue. Private Boca Foley was hit in the left shoulder and arm. His parents have learned and has rejoined his unit after a 2 month period of hospitalization. In England, he has been awarded the Purple Heart. Private Boca Foley, 24 was one of 517 soldiers of the Airborne Division decorated for D-Day action. Also awarded the Bronze Star was Sergeant Wallace J. Walker of Lyndhurst.
Yeah, Lyndhurst.
Private Boccafoli joined the Army in March 1942 and served as a military policeman in New Orleans before being transferred to Fort Benning, Georgia Paratroop School in July 1943. He went overseas last January. Before entering the service, Private Boccafoli was employed by the Trans-American Wine Corporation.
That's still my company. It's my father's. I'm still in business. I'm still
which is owned and operated by his father in New York.
This is the government order. Bronze Star for, for heroic action. And I got the second Bronze Star for the spearhead.
Was that in Holland?
Two Bronze Stars.
The second one was for
which? Holland.
Now, let me ask you, before we go back to Normandy, the jump on Holland, was that the ill-fated one, that bridge too far?
The British screwed up. Well, what are you on, Normandy?
Now, let's go back to Normandy.